Year in review. As we begin a new year, the NOTL Local is looking back at some stories published throughout 2024. This story was originally published on Dec. 2, 2024. Niagara Geopark organizers are kicking off a fundraising campaign just in time for the gift-giving season. They hope to raise $80,000 over a six-month period to allow for the design, production and installation of a series of educational and interpretive panels at locations all across the Niagara region. In keeping with its mandate, the Geopark intends to tell both the stories of Niagara's unique geology and landscapes, together with fascinating stories of Niagara's indigenous peoples, said Niagara Geopark manager Aidan Drum. The panels, which may typically measure 2 feet by 3 feet, will include geological information as well as heritage interpretation. It will give you an idea of the significance of what you're about to see in nature, said Drum. The signs will be placed at key geosites across the region, such as at the Indigenous Peace Garden at Willowbank School of Restoration Arts, and, in partnership with the Niagara Parks Commission, along the Niagara River at Locust Grove overlooking the gorge at Queenston Heights, at the Whirlpool Lookout in Niagara Falls, and along the shoreline near the foot of Old Fort Erie. This past summer, Niagara Geopark submitted a proposal to have the entire Niagara region declared a UNESCO Global Geopark, and now board members and staff are following up on several recommendations made by the UNESCO evaluators during their visit to Niagara. The main thrust of the recommendations are around visibility, education and signage, said Drum. The signs are just part of a larger project that also includes the Niagara Geopark Trail Network. Essentially, we're mapping all of the trails across Niagara and linking together all of the geology and heritage points and creating itineraries, making it easier for people to explore Niagara region's trails, said Drum. We're at the stage now where we're working to incorporate the indigenous interpretation of ancient indigenous trails. Drum explained that Geopark board member Tim Johnson has connected Niagara Geopark with his network of indigenous historians through Plenty Canada. They expect to have the signs interpreted in 4 indigenous languages. Visitor experience is even further enhanced when the 134 community groups and businesses that have signed the Geopark's Sustainable Tourism Pledge appear on the Trail Network maps. As a registered educational charity, Niagara Geopark will design the panels to be used during field trips, guided tours and even virtual in-class sessions for youth of all ages. The signs will be much more than a QR code, said Drum, because not all visitors come to these sites with cell phone data. But it takes time and money. Niagara Geopark must work with multiple agencies and different protocols to ensure that all organizations' needs are met. To learn more about Niagara Geopark, visit niagaragiopark.com. The big red Donate button on the right-hand side of the website will lead readers directly to the Voices of the Land campaign, or click here to go directly to the donation page.